This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Look at the people struggling in Palestine, in Lebanon, anywhere else. They don't. Do you know if I were to describe to you a little bit of what goes on, it would be so shocking and so unbelievable. Normal people living a life in an area that is relatively peaceful, suddenly they told you got to evacuate because we're going to bomb you. And some of them are not even told that. And the next thing, innocent people, men, women and children bombarded. And a lot of the times, the young people who are perpetrating these crimes of genocide on the ground do not want to do it, but they're following instructions from someone. And that's why they suffer later on, and they suffer at the time as well, psychological trauma. There's so much suicide among them because they know what they've did. They've gotten to people who are related to them a few generations back, and they're killing them, and they're brutally burning them and murdering them at the instruction of someone above them. And that's unacceptable. Imagine where and what is going on. Where is Allah in this whole equation? Allah says, we want to take the martyrs and give them the highest ranks of Jannah. Would you rather be a martyr with the highest ranks of Jannah than a person who's struggling on the day of judgment and doesn't even know which way they're going to go? Allah says, we know, we are just. There is injustice on earth, not caused by us, caused by you. Don't blame Allah. People say, where is Allah? The true answer is, why are human beings doing this? Allah told you not to do it. You have a knife. Who told you to stab someone? Who? You can't say, why did Allah allow the stabbing? Come on, relax. This guy did it in front of you. You could have stopped it. No one is stopping it. I feel guilty. The whole world is guilty. Everyone is guilty. Why? Because it's happening in front of us. That's why we're all guilty. No matter who, I am guilty and so are all of you. We might say, I don't have the capacity, I feel the guilt, even though I may not have the capacity. I feel helpless. Really, it's traumatic. Look at how emotional I've become just thinking about it and talking about it. You really reckon you and I have problems? Wallahi, we don't. Wallahi, we don't. It's okay. It's okay. Whatever it is. You don't have a job, fine, you're surviving. You don't have a spouse, fine, you're surviving. Look what's going on there. Spouse and children, everyone buried in rubble. And they're justifying it. And people are cheering them on. It is brutal. It is unacceptable. And it is being documented almost live. What's the point of documenting? People let something happen and they say, oh, we'll do a, what do they call it? Sorry? Yeah, we'll do an investigation later on, correct. Let it die down, we'll do an investigation. So you let 6 million people die, they said only 60,000 died. Why? Because how they count the dead is they count the dead only if they have retrieved a body. Imagine how many have disappeared and dissolved into thin air because of the white phosphorus and whatnot that's being used. Imagine, they haven't counted so many. I would like to take that figure to perhaps somewhere way beyond what they're saying. More than 10 times that, perhaps. But they, and then one day, when the dust settles and they realize the count of it, guess what? Humanity failed them completely. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. So imagine the dua they are making. Oh Allah, you said you are with us. You are with us. You will not allow this to happen. And suddenly, boom, and the person's dead. Where are they going? The fact that they had conviction in Allah. The fact that they worshipped Allah. They knew. Allah says, well, you recognized me. You had, you understood, you recognized, you believed. And that what was of essence. That is what was of essence. You believed in Allah. That is Allah. And Allah took you from strength to strength. So that is something amazing. To believe that Allah has your back.